And welcome back to the SwampSwami.com Sports Podcast. And it's time to get ready to hear the top 25 and a championship week preview. I sure hope that you and your family have enjoyed the Thanksgiving week as much as we did. In addition to a little traveling, a lot of eating, and some family fun, last weekend's college football also did not let us down either. Just when you thought that Ohio State was finally going to prove to the world that they were ready to be the top contender to Georgia, the Michigan Wolverines took the Buckeyes to the proverbial woodshed 42-27 with the help of 106,000 screaming fans in the Big House on Saturday. Ohio State lost their second game of the season, and let's hope they are finally gone from the college football playoff picture. As for 11-1 Michigan, Coach Jim Harbaugh finally seized his first win over arch-rival Ohio State and moves into the Big Ten championship game against surprising 10-2 Iowa. The Hawkeyes were the beneficiary of yet another surprise game as the 8-4 Golden Gophers of Minnesota shot down Wisconsin's championship hopes by methodically downing the Badgers 23-13 Saturday. So it's all in front of Michigan this coming Saturday at 7 p.m. Central on Fox. And before anyone hands the Big Ten crown to Michigan just yet, remember that the experts were saying a week ago to expect an Ohio State versus Wisconsin Big Ten championship game. So will the Iowa Hawkeyes play the spoiler and burst Michigan's bubble at the worst possible time? Well, we'll have to find out. Then there's the story of Alabama. Though the odds makers figured that one-loss Alabama should make mincemeat pie of arch-rival 6-5 Auburn, the three-touchdown favorites from Tuscaloosa had to fight for every inch of their proverbial lives on Saturday against this year's home team in the Iron Bowl. Auburn was the aggressor throughout for about 58 minutes of the 60 minutes of regulation time on Saturday on the Plains. Unfortunately for Auburn fans, Alabama, like wrestling's Undertaker... found a way to climb up off the mat and tie this game in the final 2 minutes of play with a 97-yard drive and eventually pinned Auburn in quadruple overtime, 24-22. The finish of this game even had Alabama head coach Nick Saban smiling. Yes, I said smiling Nick Saban, as nearly everyone in the stadium and watching at home thought that Saban's team was about to lose their second game of the season and drop out of playoff contention. The Crimson Tide's next task is right in front of them now. By winning the tough SEC West, they are awarded with the chance to play SEC East champion and number one, Georgia. With a win, Alabama will earn a spot in the four-team college football semifinal round. 12-0 Georgia, though, breezed through its regular season and is licking its chops for a chance to take down last year's national champs in Bama. Alabama and Georgia will kick off at 3 p.m. Saturday on CBS. They call the annual sports battles between the University of Oklahoma and Oklahoma State University the Bedlam Series. Like Auburn and Alabama, games between these two intrastate public schools are quite highly charged for bragging rights within the state. Recent football games between OU and OSU have produced some high-scoring photo finish thrillers. Last Saturday night in Stillwater, both teams entered Boone Pickens Stadium in Oklahoma State with identical 10-1 records and seeking to work their way into the four-team college football playoffs. Oklahoma grabbed an early lead in the second half, but Oklahoma State's tough defense clamped down enough to preserve a 37-33 victory. Okie State, which is now 11-1, will play 10-2 Baylor for the Big 12 championship, which you can see at 11 a.m. Saturday on ABC. With a win, there's a decent chance that the Cowboys actually might sneak into these playoffs, but Baylor will be seeking to extract a little revenge from an earlier season loss to Oklahoma State. And don't forget about that certain 12-0 underdog team.
There's no need to fear.
Yes, that underdog team named Cincinnati, which is trying to claw its way into college football's Final Four. The Bearcats have earned the right to host the University of Houston on Saturday afternoon in the American Athletic Conference Championship game, which will be 3 p.m. on ABC. Cincinnati is trying to become the first non-Power 5 conference team to be selected for the college football playoffs. They are America's underdog. The 11-1 Houston Cougars' only blemish this season came in their first game against Texas Tech. The Cougs are now on an 11-game winning streak. Houston features a very solid passing game and a fantastic freshman running back named Alton McCaskill. Yeah, you'll hear a lot more about him as the years progress as a future Heisman Trophy candidate. Cincinnati will need to score enough points and hope to slow down the 40 points per game output of Houston. And if Cincinnati wins Saturday afternoon, they are nearly a lock to make the college football playoffs. This weekend will also feature several other conference championship games. So get your chores done early this Saturday. Prime the popcorn popper and get ready to enjoy a big day of college football this Saturday. Now it's time to reveal this week's SwampSwami.com college football top 25 rankings for the week ending Saturday, November 27, 2021. Coming in at number 25 from the ACC, it's Clemson at 9-3. At number 24 from the Pac-12, it's the Utah Utes, and Utah will play 10-2 Oregon in the Pac-12 championship Friday night, 7 p.m. ABC. At number 23 this week from the Mountain West at 9-3, it's Fresno State. Now the two-loss teams. At number 22 from the Sun Belt, it's Coastal Carolina. At number 21, falling all the way down to 21 from the Big 12, after a loss to Oklahoma State, it's the University of Oklahoma Sooners, who have also now lost their coach, Lincoln Riley. At number 20 this week from the Big Ten, it's the Iowa Hawkeyes, who have their chance to play spoiler against 11-1 Michigan in the Big Ten championship game. That's coming up Saturday night at 7 on Fox. At number 19, it's BYU. At 18 from the Southeastern Conference at 10-2 for the year, Ole Miss. At number 17 from the ACC and playing against Pitt in the championship game on Saturday night at 7 on ABC, it's the Wake Forest Demon Deacons. At number 16, their opponent, the Pitt Panthers. At number 15, from the Sun Belt Conference at 10-2, it's Appalachian State. At number 14 out of the Big Ten at 10-2, it's Michigan State. At number 13 this week in my survey, from the Big 12, it's the Baylor Bears, and they will play 11-1 Oklahoma State for the Big 12 championship Saturday morning, 11 a.m. on ABC. At number 12 this week after their loss to Michigan, it's 10-2 Ohio State. At number 11 from the Pac-12, it's the Oregon Ducks. At number 10 this week, taking a big tumble from Conference USA after their first loss of the season, the University of Texas San Antonio will host 8-4 Western Kentucky on Friday night for Conference USA's championship. That game is on at 6 p.m. on the CBS Sports Network. At number 9, at 11-1, the University of Houston Cougars. At number 8, Notre Dame at 11-1, and they will now get to sit and wait and hope that the others lose on Saturday to give the Irish their faint chance of making the college football playoffs. At number 7 from the Mountain West at 11-1, it's the San Diego State Aztecs. The Aztecs will host 9-3 Utah State in the Mountain West Championship game. That's Saturday at 2 p.m. on Fox. At number 6 from the Big 12 at 11-1, Oklahoma State. At number 5 from the Big 10 at 11-1, the Michigan Wolverines. Coming in at number 4 this week from the Southeastern Conference, the Alabama Crimson Tide, who will play 12-0 Georgia on Saturday at 3 p.m. in Atlanta for the SEC Championship game. That is on CBS. At number 3 this week from the Sun Belt at 11-1, it's the Louisiana Lafayette Ragin' Cajuns, and the Cajuns will host 10-2 Appalachian State on Saturday in Lafayette at 2:30 p.m. You can watch that game on ESPN. Number 2 this week from the American Conference, it's the Cincinnati Bearcats, and they will host 11-1 Houston at 3 p.m. Saturday in Cincinnati. That game is on ABC. And number 1, no surprise to anyone this week, from the Southeastern Conference, here come the Georgia Bulldogs. The Bulldogs are number 1 again this week, and they will play Bama on Saturday afternoon for the SEC Championship. Sounds like it's going to be a great weekend of football. Get yourself ready, get all your stuff done early Saturday, and enjoy the games. I'm Swamp Swami. Come back and see us.